Hello. I'm Will Land, and you're listening to Sir Andrew's very own Desert Island Discs on Star. For those of you who don't know, the premise of the show is super simple. I have one guest each week, and we chat and we play their eight favourite tracks, the eight Desert Island Discs. Today, I have the Rector's Assessor, Chloe Hill, as my guest. Chloe, hi. Hey. How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, I'm very good. Were you enjoying the reggae just earlier?
I really was.
A little bit of kinky reggae, everyone loves that. So, for those who don't know, you're the Rector's Assessor, which is what, exactly?
So the rector's elected by the students every 3 years to essentially chair the university court, which is the highest decision-making body at the uni. And he also does like a pastoral role, so he helps out if there's like student issues or student campaigns and they would need someone big in the university to help out. And I do two things. The like less glamorous bit is I'm essentially his PA, do emails and the diary. But the cool bit is that I represent him in meetings when he's not there. And I also sit on the university court, so like I'm another student voice there.
And how do you find doing that?
Great, I love it. Seeing the inner workings of the university is quite fascinating.
Is it quite an eye-opener, I suppose?
Yeah.
And how did you get involved with it?
I helped on his campaign team when he was elected, and then a year later he was doing interviews to apply for the new rector because his previous one was graduating, so I applied.
And you got the role?
Yeah.
And here you are. And it's 18 months, is that? No, how long is it?
I've been doing it. I got the role in April and I sort of started over the summer.
Okay. And it will be carrying on until...
I graduate.
Until you graduate.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a whole new...
Yep.
Interesting. And when would the next rector be chosen? Or do we keep him for quite a while?
No, it's 3 years. So what are we on now? Two? Or one more year?
Two? One more year of Alistair Moffat?
Yeah.
Interesting. Your first song is the XX Angels. Why this song?
It could have been any XX song. They're my favourite band. I chose one that other people quite like too. But all of them are just beautiful.
This is the XX Angels.
I reflect from your shadow. It is more than I thought could exist.
That was Angels the XX. While we're listening to that, we just thought it'd be a wise idea to figure out what our reggae names would be.
Did we?
Well, I certainly did. The girls before us, they were like checking out their reggae names on an internet reggae name generator. And it appeared that my name, Wilmot Land, goes to Wailing Natty. And Chloe Hill goes to iNatty. So maybe that could be your new name.
All right.
iNatty, Rector's Assessor.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. Alistair Moffat, what's he like? What's he like working with? Tell us a bit about him. Who is the man? Who is the Moffat?
What's he like? He's sort of Big Dad, which made it a bit bizarre after I'd spent a year knowing him quite well and then started working for him, because you have to change from like a social relationship to a working relationship. But I love it. It's great. He's like an old friend, really.
He's like your old uncle.
Yeah, kind of.
But not like a creepy uncle, just like a nice uncle.
Yeah.
That's good. And he... is responsible for the Edinburgh Festival, is that right?
He used to run the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. He did it for 5 years, and during that time it kind of went from a small festival to the big one that we know now. He was then director of productions at Scottish TV for ages, 20 years?
20 years. Something like bit that. Of a big dog.
Mm.
And he was at university here as well?
Yes.
Because we spoke to him together, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he was saying his time here at university was very chilled.
I get the impression they didn't really do anything.
He no.
He talks a lot about why I shouldn't be writing my essay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the right thing for the rector to be saying.
No.
Don't bother studying. It's a waste of time. Just go to the pub and get drunk.
Yeah.
Woo.
He loves the Criterion.
Does he? Is that his local? Is that where you have your meetings?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Fun. Okay. Well, he's coming on the show, isn't he, in April?
Yeah.
11th, I think, maybe? Quite excited for that. I also am quite excited to ask him all about his company, Britain's DNA. Because I don't know if anybody else has seen, but on The Saint today, there's been an article titled Rector Assessed, Moffat Blasted Over Laughable Scientific Claims. And basically, it appears that he owns a company called Britain's DNA, and they, for about £200, will take your saliva and do a test on it and then sort of like tell you your genetic history. And he's linked some people to be sort of the grandchildren of Eve and like descendants of the Queen of Sheba. Can you enlighten us at all, or do you know nothing about it?
I'm a bit gutted because I know nothing about it, and also I haven't even managed to read the article today.
So. It's really interesting. It's very interesting. I mean, he does sound like he's slightly gaga, but I mean, it's a very professional website, and I mean, Eddie Izzard's like is fully supporting it. Don't really know if that's a good or bad thing, but the science world is saying that he's just a bit of a nut job, apparently.
We'll have to find out on the 11th of April.
It's very interesting. I mean, I didn't even realise the Queen of Sheba actually existed. I thought it was just a biblical character. But no one knows, so that's fine. Your next song is of Monsters and Men, Little Talks.
Yep.
Everyone likes this song. Why have you chosen it?
Because everyone likes it, because it was my favourite song this year. My flatmates had to suffer me singing it every morning.
And so this is it.
An empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you.
That was Little Talks of Monster and Men. Nice song.
Great song.
Great song, great song. We're just not overly sure if we're actually on air or not. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure we are. We can never tell.
Does anyone want to say?
I mean, like, we aren't supposed to apologise because it's very NFF, like, unprofessional, because the sound equipment is very good, apparently. You know, they spent $2,500 on your equipment here.
I wonder whether it's something to do with the voting.
Possibly, maybe. The servers crash before and people get, you know, excited and go on MMS and do stuff, like voting. But we're not talking about that today. shh. Because Star doesn't endorse anyone. We give everyone an equal opportunity. Just saying. So, what was young Chloe Hill like? What was Chloe Hill at school like? Where'd you grow up as well? Let's start with that.
Okay, I lived in London until I was 16, and then I moved to Singapore to do my A-levels.
How come?
My dad was a teacher at the British school, so I got a free place and wanted to live abroad.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How was it living in Singapore?
Awesome.
That's been incredible.
Yeah.
And so you're in an international school, a British school?
Yeah.
So was it mostly British kids, or was it just an international?
70% British
kids. Okay. So was it a lot of sort of diplomat kids and stuff like that, or
oil baron kids and bankers?
Oh, really?
A little bit weird.
Interesting. Must have been some interesting characters.
Yeah, I spent the first 6 months walking into the common room and people shouting "commie" at me.
Really?
Yeah, I do. That's incredible. Have friends now, but
oh my god, is that just because they're all absolutely loaded, or?
I mean, I think. So it was the first year that they'd let new students in for sixth form. Normally everyone just carried on. So they were kind of getting used to having a lot of new students. And it had been quite small up until that point. So I guess they were a bit surprised by all these new London kids that turned up.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? Mm. And what A-levels did you do?
I did geography, politics, history, economics and biology.
Before coming here to study?
Geography and philosophy.
Geography and philosophy?
Yeah.
Interesting. And how are you finding that?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah. I'm so bad at philosophy, it's hilarious.
I think you're the first person I've come across that's studying geography and philosophy as a combination.
I think I'm the only one.
Interesting. And after this year, what do you intend to do career-wise?
I've been working for a refugee charity in London, doing, like, advocacy stuff, and I'd really like to keep doing that. But I'm going to do my law conversion and then see how it goes.
Law conversion. I know a lot of people are doing the law conversions right now, and it sounds so intense, like, too hard, too much effort.
It's only 1 year, though.
Oh.
Go on.
I know, but then you, like, either sort of sell your soul to the devil and earn loads of money, or you sort of, like, do something moral and good and earn no money.
Yeah. I'm going for no money, I think.
You think?
I made a lot of friends here with, like, big sofas. I'll have somewhere to live in.
You'll be the couch surfing lawyer.
Yeah.
Why not? That could be good. You could, you know, blog about that. It could be a career for you.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
What is your next track? Your next track is a really nice one. Yann Thiessen, Content Entre Autre Et.
Yep.
Let's say that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this song?
Because this song made me want to learn the piano. So I have now started.
Have you?
Yeah.
This is it.
Thank you.
some lovely tunes from Jan Tiessen. Nice song.
Thanks. I've panicked now that your mum's going to text in and say I'm a drip.
I don't think she'll say that, but she's always highly critical. She'll say something. Well, I mean, maybe she's not listening, which would be really sad, because she normally does. Or maybe she's just indifferent to the whole thing. Current mood, apathetic. I don't know. So you're saying you've learned to play the piano, or you're learning to play the piano?
I really haven't learned very well.
I feel like, do you have one in your flat?
We tried to get one in that downstairs bit, but it's not going that well.
But you didn't.
I hate the basement.
I feel like Shani can probably play the piano. I feel like she's very musical in every respect.
Yeah,
it's kind of annoying. I sort of envy those people that are very good at music.
She also plays the harp quite late at night, so I can lie in bed and be like, this is wonderful.
I've never heard her play.
Come round.
I might, so yeah. Do you think we can hire her for, like, dinner parties?
Definitely.
I'll definitely do that. It'd be great. Entertainment. Okay, so what is the day-to-day role of the rector's assessor? What does the rector's assessor do? Other than sitting on university courts and stuff, what do you do exactly?
I guess day-to-day, I go through the email account. We get loads of invites to, like, student events and then university events as well, and it's kind of working out which one Alistair can actually go to or I can go to. I get to go to some quite cool stuff.
Like what?
All the halls do wine and cheese every couple of months, and we get invited to those, which is great because then you meet loads of students.
Interesting. And you get free wine and cheese, really. When's that not good?
Yeah.
And the rector acts, you say, in like a pastoral sense as well.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So every 3 weeks he comes up and we have surgeries, which is basically an office hour that students can come in and talk about either cool stuff that they've got going on. So, like, mermaids will come in and ask for advice on, say, on the rocks or something. And then we get some students that have, like, got stuck or don't really know how to go forward with a complaint or have got stuck on their tuition fees. This year, international tuition fees has come up as a big problem.
It's so expensive.
Yeah. So we get students coming in asking if we can help or, like, even just to point them in the right direction for who they should be speaking to and stuff.
Okay. So you're just sort of there generally to help out the student body.
Yeah.
Be a sort of voice for them, I suppose.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice, nice. Any particular other highs other than going to cheese and wine? So, there any other cool events you've been invited to?
Yes, I got invited to the 600th anniversary Thanksgiving service in St. Paul's, which
Wow.
was absolutely incredible.
That's fun.
Yeah, I led the procession of the rectors in, and we all had gowns on, and I just spent the whole time thinking I was going to trip up, but I didn't.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Incredible. And what else is there coming up this year that you're going to be going to that you know of?
I'm not sure yet, but one of the people that helped raise money for the Rector's Fund, which we started this year, was Rory Bremner. And he's organised a lunch to, like, find out who got the funds and how it went and if it should be something we should do again. And Alistair can't go, so I have to go instead.
To represent him?
Yeah.
Representing. That's fun. Rory Bremner.
It's the day after my birthday, so I'm kind of taking it as a date with Rory Bremner, even though it's clearly not.
It just is. It basically is. I'd say it is. Why Rory Bremner? What was he? Did he go here or?
No, he's friends with Alistair. They did like production stuff.
Okay.
E-type things.
Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Well, I never. Your next track is Sunday by Block Party.
Yeah.
Why this tune?
Because Block Party never get old, and Sunday reminds me of being hungover at the weekend.
Melancholic Sundays.
Yeah.
Chilling. Suddenly feels a whole lot more intimate now that we know we're not on air. But that's fine, because maybe we could. So, it'll be as a podcast. I don't really know I'm saying this, because everyone's just going to listen to the podcast and be like, well, that's totally not important. But anyway, so that was Block Party Sunday. Nice. And now we come to the favourite part of my show, where I ask you these Marcel Proust questions, whereby we sort of create a portrait of your personality through your answers. I know. For those that don't, nobody can see, but close looking quite nervous. And probably with good reason. Because people will judge you on your answers to these.
Wow, thanks.
Profound. First question. What do you most admire in a man and in a woman?
So I struggled with this one. Because the one I wanted to say is the same for both. Which is a sense of humour.
Sense of humour is always important.
Yeah. But then I thought I'd better try and divide it up. So I'm giving the man the sense of humour. And I admire brave women.
And brave women in what respect?
Lots of ways. Able to speak out. Able to do something that people didn't expect them to.
Standing up for themselves.
Yeah.
Women for women.
I think there's more pressure on us to,
you know, to fight out against against the world.
I'm going to go that far.
Okay, so a brave woman.
Yeah.
And a funny man.
A man that doesn't take himself too seriously.
No, that's always important. No one likes someone who takes himself too seriously. Being earnest is boring, I think. Next question. What is your idea of true happiness?
Scuba diving, definitely.
Scuba diving?
Yeah.
Oh, I love scuba diving. Where have you been scuba diving?
Lots of places. I learned in Malaysia, and then I lived in Australia for a year, so I did quite a lot there.
When did you live in Australia for a year?
2008 to 2009.
Is that a gap year, or...?
Well, I actually had no intention of going to university, so I just moved there and got a full-time job. But yeah, it ended up being a gap year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So did you go diving in the Great Barrier Reef at all?
Sundays, and oh, that's great.
So jealous. One day I'll go there. One day. I've been diving in the Philippines. That's very good diving. It's like, yeah, compared to most of Southeast Asia, it's totally unspoilt and quiet. Just little Germans and Swedes around, all in the Middle Ages. Next question. What's your favourite colour?
Orange, obviously.
Orange?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Always orange. I saw you handing out some oranges the other day.
Yeah.
What's your main fault?
Probably being strong-willed.
Strong-willed, is that a fault?
I'm not being very good at being told I'm wrong.
Okay, so you don't take criticism very well?
Not really.
I don't think many people do. I certainly don't. I can't deal with criticism. It annoys me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm perfect. No one is. But I think being told that is just always quite upsetting.
Yeah.
The mothers keep texting. Oh, why are you not on air? Can't hear anything. Whatever. What do you most appreciate in your friends, Chloe?
Loyalty and putting up with my short temper.
Okay. So someone that can put up with Chloe is a good friend.
Yeah.
Loyalty. If not yourself, who would you like to be?
Josie Long, because I wish I was funny.
Josie Long. Who is this person?
She's a comedian.
Okay.
She was at the Fringe Festival. It was brilliant. Oh, she was here this year and last year.
Really? Yeah. How come?
Doing a show.
In St. Andrews?
Yeah.
I never knew we had comedians come here.
Oh, you're missing out.
I am missing out. There's a whole side of St. Andrews I've never seen, apparently. Who's your real life hero?
Aung San Suu Kyi.
Aung San Suu Kyi?
Yeah.
Strong woman, a brave woman.
Strong woman.
Any other reason?
Yeah, the idea of putting your entire country before your family is quite impressive, which is what she did. I don't think I could ever do anything even remotely that cool.
Does that mean she's just a bad mum?
She's a mother to her country.
And neglects her kids. What do you hate the most?
Liars.
Any particular reason?
My mum's a solicitor, so I guess I got brought up being told that lying was wrong.
Lying's wrong. But I feel, okay, brought up bending the truth.
No, I wasn't even allowed to do that.
What about omitting factors?
Well, I used to argue that that was fine, and apparently not.
And what is your present state of mind right this
I'm
second?
So excitable.
Excitable? Okay.
I'm having those giggling fits this morning where you just are unable to control anything, and I just had a stitch for most of the morning.
Good. So you're happy and excitable.
Yeah.
And
or I've lost the plot.
Or you've gone gaga. That's no bad thing. I think St. Andrews drives you slightly mad, to be fair.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to escape. No one more than me. Your next song. Your next song is Kind of the Rodeo, Kings of Leon.
King of the Rodeo.
King of the Rodeo. Oh, typo. Why King of the Rodeo?
Just because of Aha Shake Heartbreak, their second album, and just after this album came out, I went to see them in Brixton Academy in London, and it was the best gig I've ever been to.
That was King of the Rodeo, Kings of Leon. Nice song.
Thank you.
So we don't really know if we're on air or not. I'm still going to say with no, perhaps. But that's fun. It's nice.
Turn me on.
And I mean, like, there's nothing we can do about it. We're trying hard. Rachel, our producer, also known as a Rasta name Mad Ganja, is doing a grand job as always, aren't you? She's smiling.
Thank you.
What can you say to that? What can you say? So your time in St Andrews is possibly coming to an end.
Yeah.
Any particular highs over the last 4 years?
So many. Come on, it's uni. Do you want me to choose one?
I want you to choose top three highs right now.
I've got one story, actually, that's pretty funny. So I have three academic brothers, and I live with two of them in first year. And I had a double room, and my roommate never turned up, so I had two beds. It was great. So one of them used to quite often sleep in the spare bed, so he didn't wake his roommate up if we got home late. And we had to one night carry the other one home and take his clothes off and put him into bed. And I get a phone call at about 7 o'clock in the morning going, Chloe, where's my keys? I'm like, they're on your bedside table. He's like, oh, yeah. Why is there sick in my bed? I'm like,
oh dear.
Gross, I don't want to know. Next thing I know, he's come in and he stumbled into bed and got into my bed. So he's like covered in sick in my bed. I'm like, this is gross, but I'm hungover. Go back to sleep. About 3 hours later, I wake up to the cleaner standing in the middle of the room, wondering why there's one of my academic brothers sitting at the laptop with a blanket wrapped around his waist, so he looks like he's naked, playing music, while the other two, me and my other friend, are in bed with sick in the bed. And it was disgusting, but for weeks afterwards, the cleaners just took the piss out of me.
That's just quite disgusting, really, isn't it?
I think they thought I was sort of running a brothel or something.
So does that come under a high or a low?
It's sort of a high, actually. It's
good memories, yeah, of sorts.
Yeah.
And any particular lows?
Last term was a bit grim. I was so busy, had no life. I lived in the library.
Fourth year.
Constant sugar high from strawberry laces. It was awful.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Your next song is Plan B, Ill Manners.
Okay, so I have to own up. I don't really like this song.
What? Why did you choose it then? This is when you were 8 Desert Island Discs.
Yeah, but you've given me an opportunity to, like, I don't want to say preach, but, you know, do my...
Do your bit.
Care about other people thing. So I'm doing that with a song.
Okay, here we go.
Let's all go on an urban safari. We might see some illegal migrants. Oi, look, there's a chap, that means council has done violent. He's got a hoodie on, give him a hug. A second thoughts, don't, you don't wanna get mugged. Oh shit, too late, that was kinda dumb. Whose idea was that? Stupid. He's got some fun, ain't we all? Be the joker, play the fool. Politics, ain't it all? Smoke and mirrors, April Fools. All year round, all in all. Just another brick in the wall. Get away with murder in the schools. Use four letter swear words, cause we're cool. All drinkers.
Plan B, Ill Manners. That was fun. So, hang on, why exactly did you choose that? To preach? Doing your bit?
Yeah, well, because I get... Everyone teases me for always, like, chatting about how we should care about other people and stuff. So I thought I would do that again.
And the lyrics of that song somehow... give that message, or...?
He's singing about how we shouldn't use the word chav because it's the same as using sexually or racially derogative words.
Okay.
Is what the song's about.
And do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Fundamentally, I think I do too.
Council House and Violent. It's a bit assumptionist. Is that a word?
Just quite, yeah. Just quite rude, really, to be frank. It's just quite rude. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time? So how old are you now?
I am 22.
22. So at the age of 32, where will Chloe Hill be?
Chloe Hill would like to be on a beach. Chloe Hill will probably be...
Having won the lottery.
...some awful office in London. No, do you know what? That's not true. I would like to be living in Asia.
Anywhere in particular?
I started learning Thai, so that would probably make sense.
You started learning Thai?
Yeah.
Is that something you're just doing by yourself, or are you going to lessons, or...?
My dissertation research was in Thailand.
Interesting.
So I did quite a lot while I was there for 5 weeks in the summer.
So what is your dissertation on?
Burmese refugees living in Thailand.
Okay. Interesting. How and why did you choose that? How did you come up with that dissertation topic?
I went back to visit the place that I'd done my A-level research in. So... If you do a geography A-level in London, you go to Wales to do your research. If you do it in Singapore, you go to Thailand.
What would you rather?
Yeah.
Let's be fair. I can see that. Another question I forgot to ask you earlier with the Marcel Proust questions. How would you most like to die?
I'd like to drown. Because apparently... because apparently you can hear music.
Says who?
It, like, fuzzles with your brain.
It fuzzles with your brain? Yeah. So when you drown, but, like, what music?
I don't know. I
can test. Mermaids. Or something. Some people say that, like, once you get over the excruciating pain of your lungs filling with water, it's then actually quite nice.
How do you know? Okay, so...
good question.
I've also heard that it makes you feel drunk. So, like, both of...
But it's the same as asphyxiation. If you hold your breath long enough, you start feeling drunk.
Dying at a party. With music and...
Wouldn't you rather just die at a party, then?
Well, no.
I mean, a fast, dramatic death.
Yeah, but then you'd have to, like, move me and it would be messy. If I was already in the sea, I'd just sink.
Just sink to the very bottom. Be eaten by all the fishes.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
Little fishes. How would you cope on desert island? So if I was to cast you away to a desert island, it's just you there all alone.
I love my own company.
You do?
Yeah.
Good.
I'd definitely go mad, but it would be fine.
Would you talk to yourself? Would you find a coconut and make it into a little face and chat to that?
I'd talk to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do that anyway?
No, I do sing to myself, but I think talking's pushing it a bit far.
Yeah, it's a slight difference. I think a lot of people sing to themselves, but talking to yourself is a sign of sort of mild neurosis.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And how would you keep yourself entertained on the island?
If this is a cool desert island, I'm assuming I'm going to be able to swim in the sea.
Yeah, there might be some sharks, but it could also be like turtles and dolphins. Yeah.
And I'm also going to need a suntan. I might as well make the most of it.
There might be, like, very little shade, so you might get very burnt anyway.
You're not making this into a good desert island.
Well, it's not, is it? It's a...
I don't know, is it? Is
I mean, or it could music? It could be...
It must be quite a good...
It could be, like, an island off Scotland. It could be, like, North Ronald, say, or something, where you just got a couple of seals and some... It'll be freezing cold.
Yeah,
no shelter. So you want it a nice desert island.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a desert island on the north of Scotland, is it?
No. But, like, this desert, if there's no life on it, I suppose.
Oh, nice.
So it has to be one with, like, you know, no life on it.
I'm envisioning sand and palm trees here. You're killing me.
Okay, no, sand and palm trees I give you. I mean, that's fair enough. Your next song is the Cyril Hahn remix of Destiny's Child, Say My Name. Everyone loves this. It's a grand
so
tune.
So good.
Any particular reason why you've chosen it?
We had a philosophy essay last term in the height of my not enjoying last term, and I was listening to it in the library, and it gradually travelled around every single person that was writing the same essay in the library, and we were all dancing to it on our own. It was great.
It got you through it.
Yeah.
This is it. On Stars Desert Island Discs with me, Will Mockland, and you, Chloe Hill, and our producer, Rachel Leach, who's doing a grand job as always. That was Cyril Hahn's remix of Destiny's Child, Say My Name. Great song. Also reminds me an awful lot of Under Canvas, this amazing event that's happening on the 20th of April. Don't know if you've heard about it. Ticket sales are on Monday.
Plug.
11 a.m. at the Vic, Monday. Be there, £35 for what's potentially the best event in St Andrews. It's going to be St Andrews' first mini festival. I'm really excited.
I'm super excited.
It's going to be amazing. 6 hours of music, 4 acts, shisha tents, loads of Creole food festival food stands, me.
I'd go just for that.
Paint fights. I mean, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be great. We now get to the point of the show where I cast you off to a desert island, far, far away, somewhere in the South Pacific, hopefully. Palm trees, blue skies, beaches. And I give you the complete works of Shakespeare and the Bible, should you want it. What other book would you take with you?
So I struggled with this because I was like, I'll get a really long book so that I wouldn't get bored. And a lot of my favourite books are really depressing. So I've given up on all of those.
Okay.
And I've chosen Journey to the River Sea by Eva Ibbotson.
Okay.
It is a kid's book, but it's so lovely and it has a happy ending. So I'd be able to read it over and over again.
And make you feel hopeful that one day you'd be saved, maybe.
I wish it's about her going on an adventure and becoming happy during it. So I think if you're sending me on a desert island, I could be happy on my adventure.
That's nice.
Thanks.
It's nice. And you get one luxury, which can't be communicative or practical. What would that be?
Earl Grey tea.
Earl Grey tea.
With a cup to drink it from.
Ace, I'll give you a constant supply of hot water only for drinking.
Yeah.
And Earl Grey tea bags.
That sounds wonderful.
Rachel's looking at me in a very strange way, but the thing is, if she has to lay loads of hot water to use in other manners, she can wash.
Oh,
and that is not allowed on the desert island. But you can certainly drink your tea, Earl Grey tea.
Thank you very much.
Or maybe it's like an Earl Grey tea dispensing machine. Perhaps. But you get that as well. Also, if you're to have to choose one of these tracks, which would you choose? Your last one is Arctic Monkeys, But You Look on the Dance Floor, which you'll play momentarily. If you had to choose one, if you had to save one of these discs from the waves, which would it be?
One. That's hard, isn't it?
It is a tricky one.
I think Destiny's Child remix, because it makes you feel good.
It's a feel-good song.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure having you. Rachel, thank you as always. Next week, I believe, we may well have Sam McCulloch, the DJ, on. Potentially. We shall see. All very exciting.
Great guy.
He is a great guy. Everyone, remember, Monday, the 11th, go to the Vic, 11 a.m, buy your tickets for Under Canvas, check it out online, check out Tumblr, undercanvas.tumblr.com. I mean, shameless plugging. It's going to be great. And this is Bailey on the Dance Floor. Thank you. Generation!